With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Things are heating up again between the U.S. and Iran.
President Trump announced that U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. But then the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship trying to get around a naval blockade. Iran denounced the seizure, and the incident threw into question plans for more talks. A two-week ceasefire is set to expire Wednesday.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown to bits by the U.S. military in the Caribbean Sea. A refund mechanism for businesses that paid tariffs and were struck down by the Supreme Court goes online today.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says importers and their brokers were able to begin claiming refunds online beginning at 8 a.m. It's the first step in a complicated process that also might eventually lead to refunds for consumers who were billed for some or all of the tariffs on products shipped to them from outside the United States. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled in late February that President Donald Trump usurped congressional taxation authority when he set double-digit import tax rates on products from almost every other country. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Strong storms have delivered a heavy blow to the nation's midsection in recent days. Flooding rains, damaging hail, and fierce winds.
As you go from the winter season into spring and summer there, there's that transition season. Or, you know, with the weather's transitioning there, where you're going from the predominantly colder air to the predominantly warmer air. And we tend to get more intense storm systems this time of year.
David Cousins at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 103 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 108, and the S&P 19 points lower. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana.
The South Madison County School Corporation has agreed to pay $200,000 to a counselor who was fired. Kathy McCord was dismissed when she refused to abide by a county policy requiring school officials to conceal from parents the fact that their child was living as the opposite sex in class. Alliance Defending Freedom represented McCord and says, quote, "No American should be fired for expressing her beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup Organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans ages 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religious faith is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. The percentage of young Republican men who attend a house of worship has been rising since 2019. SRN News. Run, robot, run.
You really have to see this. A humanoid robot with legs about 37 inches on a racetrack running a half marathon. At the race in Beijing on Sunday, the robot, using autonomous navigation, ran the 13-mile race in 50 minutes, 25 seconds. The human record, about 57 minutes. Zhao Didu, test development engineer at Honor, the Chinese smartphone company that made the robot, says from the very beginning of the design, our robot was modeled on outstanding human athletes. And Du says the robot is equipped with a very powerful liquid cooling system. I'm Donna Water.
Today, they're reenacting the midnight ride of Paul Revere, but this ride is taking place in the daytime, and the horse and rider will also have a police escort, commemorating the 251st anniversary of a key moment, the early days of the Revolution. More details, SRNNews.com.